Hello and welcome to the podcast on lead acid batteries by Ramesh Natarajan. With industry experience of over 42 years, Ramesh helps battery and battery related industries with technical inputs and provides solutions to typical problems faced by manufacturers, service personnel, as well as users of batteries and related equipments.
Hello and welcome to this episode of my podcast. After the podcast in which I talked about separators getting damaged and the case study that I shared, I received calls asking me to do an episode in which I have to address the reasons for the damage of tubular bags leading to the failure of batteries. The query posed to me was, why do tubular bags, also known as gauntlets, get damaged leading to battery failure? Before I answer this question, let me dwell upon a few aspects related to the material with which these bags are made and the process in brief. The gauntlets are made using cloth fabric. The fabric is woven or non-woven. In either of these cases, the gauntlets are coated with a resin to make them resistant to sulfuric acid. After the coating, these gauntlets are passed through an oven and the mandrels used for forming these gauntlets are removed. The gauntlets are then cut to the required height and slit to match the specified number of tubes. The gauntlets being made of fabric are inherently elastic, to a limited extent of course. This elasticity is suitable for the charge and discharge reaction. As you are aware, the active material inside the gauntlet of a charged positive plate is lead dioxide, and this becomes lead sulfate when the plate is discharged. Lead sulfate occupies more space than lead dioxide. Thus, in the discharge state, the plate becomes swollen. Hence, the positive plates expand and contract throughout the cycle life of the battery. The charge-discharge reaction involves oxidation and reduction. It's a redox reaction. As mentioned earlier, the resin coating makes the gauntlets acid-resistant. In a battery, the specific gravity of sulfuric acid increases as the battery becomes fully charged and reduces as the battery becomes discharged. The temperature also increases as the battery gets charged, especially during the overcharge phase or when the cell voltage crosses the gassing voltage. Based on what I've mentioned, it is obvious and necessary that the gauntlet must have a certain elasticity, the gauntlet must not burst, the gauntlet must be resistant to acid, the gauntlet must be able to withstand high temperature operation, and the gauntlet must be resistant to oxidation. In addition, it is extremely important that the diameter of the individual tubes of the gauntlet is uniform and as per the required specified diameter. In case there is a variation, the different plates made end up with different weights, and this can affect battery quality. The gauntlet manufacturer ensures that the gauntlets made by him meet the specified requirements. The conformance of the gauntlet to the specified parameters can be easily verified by the battery manufacturer in his laboratory. The diameter of the tubes can also be checked by having a graduated mandrel with different diameters fabricated in a step manner. Battery manufacturers often presume that the diameter of each of the tubes is uniform. Please understand that in the manufacture process of tubular bags, if the mandrels are not cleaned periodically, the resin residue on the mandrels can be a reason for diameter variation in the tubular bags. Hence, the diameters of the gauntlets need to be checked at least on random samples as and when a lot of materials is received from the vendor. If the gauntlets continue to burst despite passing the various tests at the time of received inspection, then the reasons for bursting of the tubular bags during battery service can be attributed to overheating of the battery during recharge or a high specific gravity operation on a regular and continuous basis, or leaving the battery in a discharged sulfated state for long periods, or overfilling of the battery plates with too much active material, or underfilling of the battery plates with insufficient materials. Out of the various points which I now mentioned, I would like to stress the point about overfilling of battery plates with too much active material. This is one of the major reasons that I have come across for the bursting of tubular bags leading to battery failure. Overfilling of tubular bags is often done by battery manufacturers, since it is believed by the majority of the manufacturers that the more the active material, better the capacity. Whilst capacity indeed depends on the active material, what is overlooked is the importance of porosity. The quantity of active material that can be filled depends on the space available for filling in the form of void volume and the tapped density of the active material blend. Both the void volume and the tap density can be determined by the technical laboratory or the design person. When overfilling is done, the tubular bag bursts due to the excess pressure exerted on the fabric structure. The plates bulge when discharged and the tube is unable to withstand the pressure of the lead sulfate. When it comes to overfilling, it has been observed that filling of spine grid plates with too dense an active material blend is often done manually instead of using a filling machine. The workmen doing the filling are told to fill the maximum possible powder blend, and often the variation in plate weights adds to the problem. While underfilling can lead to voids, it is usually not a reason that I have seen in battery industries. Manufacturers usually define the weight to be filled and individual plates are weighed after the filling operation for conformity. As and when a plate has voids, there is a heating up of that area and damage to the gauntlet in that portion. The voids are usually due to the oxide blend not flowing uniformly throughout. This can happen if the centering fins are missing, due to which the spine is not in the middle portion of the bag. This can also happen if the spines are not clean and the lead burrs are obstructing the flow of blended powder. Thus, both underfilling and overfilling of active material in the gauntlets can result in damage to the batteries. The other reasons that I have already mentioned are overheating of the battery, high specific gravity operation, and leaving the battery in a discharged sulfated state for a long period of time. I do hope that this episode was useful to you, and thank you very much for tuning in to my podcast. Have a nice day.
Please do visit www.rameshnatrajan.in. Keep yourself updated about our new releases by hitting the subscribe button.